可能今天来的人比较少，大概知道我要讲奉献。
I noticed that we have a few less people attending this Sunday. Maybe people knew that I was going to preach on the subject of offering.
弟兄姊妹应该要知道，奉献不只是指着给一些钱放在奉献箱里头。
Brothers and sisters, we should come to understand that offering is not limited to some donation of some money into the offering box.
奉献有多种的形式。
There are many ways in which offering is made.
最主要的奉献，圣经里都告诉我们，要奉献你们自己。
And the most important offering that the Bible tells us to offer is ourselves.
所以不是只是丢几个钱在奉献箱里头就是奉献。
So it is not dropping a few coins or a few dollars into the offering box that constitutes the subject of offering.
先要把你的心奉献给神。
First, we must offer our hearts to God.
你要对神讲，神呢，从今以后我是为你而活的。
We say to God, God, from now on until forever, I will live for you.
你不只是我的救主，你是我的主。
Not only are you my Savior, you are the Lord of my life.
然后你要奉献你的身体。
Then we offer our bodies.
不要一天到晚都是为自己的事情忙。
Do not be just busy with your own business.
应该要学习怎么样把神的事放在最前面。
We need to learn to put God's business as priority.
当我们奉献的时候，我们不知道这些都是奉献。
When we think about the subject of offering, we oftentimes do not know that these other things are part of offering as well.
我们只想到金钱。
We often only think about money.
那如今一般的教会在奉献这一方面走两个极端。
In today's churches, we see two extreme practices.
有些教会讲得太多。
Some churches preach on offering too much.
几乎每个星期都讲奉献。
Almost every week they talk about offering.
这给人家一个印象，就是教会之所以存在，就是为了捐钱。
And thus giving people a perception that the reason why churches are established is because they want money.
另外一个极端就是绝对不提奉献。
The other extreme is offering is never mentioned.
生怕得罪人。
Because we don't want to offend anyone.
就这两个其实都是不对的。
But neither one of these extremes are right.
为什么我们要讲奉献？
Why do we talk about offering?
不是因为神有什么需要。
It is not because God has a need.
也不是说教会突然有什么需要。
Or that the church has a specific need.
乃是因为奉献这件事情跟基督徒的灵命是息息相关的。
It's because the practice of offering has everything to do with a Christian's spiritual life.
我们可以说一个教会不能够不讲奉献。
We can say that a true church of God cannot avoid speaking on the offering.
主耶稣基督在马太福音六章二十一节，我们多半弟兄姊妹都应该知道的。他特别讲到，你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
Many people are familiar with our Lord Jesus Christ saying in Matthew chapter 6, verse 21, where he says, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
你的心不在教会里头，不稀奇。
It's no wonder that your heart is not for the church.
因为你从来不奉献。
Because you've never given offering to the church.
所以教会对你来讲毫无关系。
So the church has nothing to do with you.
那么路加福音十六章，那里第一节到十二节，我们没有时间读。告诉我们。
Now in Luke chapter 16, verses 1 through 12, we will not read the whole passage, but this is what it tells us.
在那里，圣经告诉我们，我们所有 并不是属于我们。
It tells us that what we have really does not belong to us.
弟兄姊妹，请你听清楚了。神说，现在你所有的只不过是神暂时交给你来管理。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention here. Because what God is telling us here is that what we have now are what God has given us for us to keep charge of temporarily.
不要以为你有一个大房子那就是你的。
Don't think that because you have a large house now, that that is yours.
也不要以为你有几辆好车子那都是你的。
And don't think that because you own a few nice cars, those are yours.
不要以为你有几个工厂那都是你的。
Don't think that maybe you own a few factories, that they are yours.
神说你只不过是在地上的我的财宝的管家。
Because what God says is that you are but a steward who is keeping charge of my properties for a time.
神把世界上的东西归我们所管，来训练我们将来知道怎么样子去真正的使用他所给我们永远的财富。
The materials and properties and the things of this world, God allows us to take responsibility for them and to take charge for them so that we may be trained that one day we will be able to handle the business of taking care of His creation in the future.
所以现在世上我们有的东西其实都是神用来训练我们的。
So everything that we are dealing with today on earth, really they are things that God is using to train us.
你受的训练很好，将来神会给你更好的财富。
You receive the training well, then in the future, you will have more blessing and more wealth.
假如说是你在今世这种假的钱财你都不能够守护得好，神没有道理在天上要给你更多真的财富。
If with respect to the mere material wealth that this world has to offer, you cannot be responsible over for, then in the future, how can God entrust you with a true spiritual wealth in heaven?
哈该书，哈该啊，这个小先知书。第二章第八节说，所有的金银，这个世界上天地之间所有的金银都是神的。
In Haggai chapter 2 verse 8, it says that all the gold and silver of this world belongs to the Lord.
换句话说，他没有必要要你的钱。
In other words, God doesn't need your money.
诗篇五十篇第十到十二节讲，世界跟其中所充满的都是属于神的。
Psalm chapter 50 verses 10 through 12 says that the earth and everything in it are the Lord's.
可见的我们的奉献并不是因为神有什么需要。
And so we can see and understand that whatever the reason why we have to talk about offering, it's not because God needs anything.
也许有人心里在想，假如我们不奉献，谁去支持外面的宣教士啊？
Well, some of you may ask, well, if we do not give offerings, who will be supporting the missionaries?
弟兄姊妹们，宣教士的事情，只是神的事吗？
Brothers and sisters, are the matters that matters dealing with the missionaries only God's matters?
你对宣教的事情没有任何的负担吗？
Do you have no burden about missions?
所以让我们不要什么事情都说啊，这是神需要的，要想到其实这是我们的需要。
And so do not think that everything that is spiritual is the things of God, because a lot of these things has to do with us as well.
奉献是对奉献的人有好处。
Giving offering really benefits the one who gives the offering.
很简单的讲，奉献是一个信徒灵命长大的一个机会。
Simply put, offering is an opportunity for a believer to grow spiritually.
你不知道奉献，你的灵命就不会长大。
If you do not understand the lesson of offering, then your spiritual life will not grow.
一天到晚在数钞票的人， 他的灵命永远在那里。
Anyone who counts their bills every day, counting their money, those people, their spiritual life will always remain an infant.
我举几个例子，为什么我们要奉献？
Let me give you some examples as to why we should offer.
奉献提醒我们一切都是属于神的。
Number one, offering reminds us that everything belongs to God.
当我们要奉献的时候，我们需要了解，这个钱不是我的，原来都是神的。
When I give offering, I need to realize that what I have, this money that I have, really is not mine. It belongs to God.
他给我这些让我知道怎么样子在世界上来使用假的钱财。
He gives me this worldly wealth so that I may know how to manage it.
所以奉献提醒我们一切都是神的，我们要按照神的心意来使用神给我们的钱财。
So number one, offering helps us to realize and recognize that everything that we have, our money that we have, belongs to God.
第二，神要我们奉献是要训练我们对他的信心。
Number two, God requires us to give offering because he wants to train up our faith.
圣经上问我们一句话，你到底是靠神呢？你还是靠你的钱财？
The Bible actually gives us this challenge. It asks, do you rely on the Lord or do you rely on your wealth?
讲得很坦白的弟兄姊妹们，在所有的奉献里头，钱财的奉献是最简单的奉献。
To be plain, brothers and sisters, with respect to offering, the offering of money is really the easiest thing to do.
奉献我们的心，奉献我们的身体，奉献我们的时间等等等等，远难过于放一点钱在奉献箱里头。
Offering, the offering of our hearts, the offering of our bodies, the offering of our time and efforts and energy, all of these things are far more difficult than the offering of a few dollars into the offering box.
在我们所有奉献里头，财务的奉献恐怕是最容易的。
With respect to giving offering, the offering of money probably is the easiest thing to do.
因此上很多基督徒有这么一个错误的观念。
But because of this, many Christians have this wrong concept.
我星期天都去教会，我也放钱在奉献箱里头啊。
I go to church every Sunday and I put my money in the offering box.
在他们的想法里的就是我是个好基督徒啊。
And in their consideration, they're pretty good Christians.
你恐怕比一般的人要好，但是离开神的标准还远得很。
True, you may be better than a normal person, but with respect to God's standards, you're far off.
第三个原因就是当我们奉献的时候，我们在神的面前有报恩的一种喜乐。
Number three, when we give offering, we have a joy from out of our gratitude.
你来教会，因为你要寻找神。
We come to church because we're here to seek God.
你寻找了神，你慢慢的就发现神的确是宝贝。
As we seek after God, then we start to discover that He is truly the most wonderful and precious thing.
你越来越了解神在你身上有多少的恩典。
And the more and more we know of God, the more we recognize the amount of grace that He has bestowed upon us.
当你奉献的时候，你心里面自然会有一种感动，就是今天我至少可以在神的面前稍微表达我对他是感恩的。
And through the act of offering, we have a deep sense of gratitude.Thanking God, saying, God, I thank you that today I have even this ability to be able to make some offering before you.
神不只是在我身上施恩，神在凡事上都对我钟爱。
Because not only has God blessed me with material things, but in fact, in all aspects of my life, God has blessed me.
第四方面，第四个原因，就是当我奉献的时候，我可以感觉到 我在神的救恩的工作上有份。
Number four, when we give offering, we recognize and experience once again that we participate in the work of God's salvation.
我们常常听到我们差派出去的啊基督徒弟兄姊妹们来跟我们做见证。
We often hear from the brothers and sisters who we send out for the sake of the gospel.
当我们奉献的时候，我们可以说这个奉献有里面有一小部分是到远方去传福音的。
We know that from our offering, a portion of it is given in support of those who are sharing the gospel in faraway places.
你连对宣教士奉献都不奉献，你能够对神讲我关心世上的灵魂吗？
If you cannot even give offering for the sake of the missionary work who are out there sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, if you don't even care about that, how can you truly say to God that you care about the sharing of His gospel?
哥林多后书第八章第一节到第五节教导了我们一些奉献的原则。
2 Corinthians chapter 8 verses 1 through 5 gives us a few principles relating to offering.
弟兄姊妹请原谅我，我必须要讲得很快。
Brothers and sisters, forgive me for having to go through this really fast.
因为很多人说，这个朱长老讲道的时候时间最长。
Because I've heard comments from people that when Elder Chu preaches, his sermons are the longest.
他们又记得，我在这一堂讲了以后，我下面还要掰饼。所以我用的时间长是有道理的。
They forget that I preach, and after I preach, I have to lead the communion service, so then it feels like I'm up here longer.
假如我对弟兄姊妹们没有任何的心意，那我上来三言两语不就交代了吗？
If I don't really care about you, brothers and sisters, I would just come up here and I'll spend a few minutes and I've done my job.
我将来在神的面前要交账。
One day I have to stand before my Lord and give an account.
我不能够对神讲，那些人不要听，所以我就不讲。
I cannot tell my Lord that because the people don't want to hear me, so I don't say anything.
我既然做了个传道，就要传了。
And since I am a preacher, I have to preach.
传得长一点，弟兄姊妹们担待一下。
So if I preach a little longer, ask brothers and sisters for your understanding.
所以第八章我们很快的就把几个原则交代出来。
So chapter 8 gives us these few principles.
至少有六个原则。
There are at least 6 principles.
关系奉献的。
That gives us guidelines with regards to offering.
第一节讲弟兄们，我把上帝赐给马其顿众教会的恩告诉你们。
Verse 1, and now, brothers, we want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches.
所谓众教会的恩，就是给他们机会，让他们在奉献的事情上有份。
The grace that is referred to here that was given to the churches refers to the opportunity for them to make offering.
所以弟兄姊妹们，记得这一点。我们今天能够向神奉献，是因为神给我们的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, remember this. The only reason why today we can make offering to God is because of the grace that He has shown us.
所以，保罗特别把神赐给马其顿众教会的这个奉献这件事情，称为是神对他们的恩典。
And so Paul specifically considers the matter of offering as an opportunity for them to experience God's grace.
第二节，保罗进一步的告诉我们，我们纵然在穷困的情况之中也能够奉献。
Number two, Paul highlights the fact that those who are giving offerings are giving out of their extreme poverty, meaning that even through their extreme poverty, they were still able to give richly.
许多人在讲，哎呀，我现在钱赚的少， 等到将来钱赚多了，我就可以多奉献。
Many people say, well, I don't make too much money today, so I can't give much offering, but one day I will make a lot of money, then I will give more offering.
我很坦白地告诉你，你今天有十个钱，你不肯奉献，将来你有一万个钱，你更不肯奉献。
But I can tell you honestly, if you have $10 today and you cannot give offering out of that,One day when you have $1 million, it will be even harder for you to give your money.
不奉献给神的人不是穷人，是有钱的人。
The people who have the hardest time to give offering are not the poor, they are the rich.
为什么不奉献？
Why wouldn't they offer?
他们自私自利。
Because they're selfish and they're self-seeking.
他们整个的所想到的所看到的就是钱。
What they think and what they see is money.
只有那些穷人爱主的人，他像那个圣经里的讲到那个穷寡妇一样的，他把吃饭的钱省下来奉献。
But those who are poor, who are in need, but because they love the Lord, then like that poor widow that's described in the Gospels, that she's even willing to take.A portion out of the money that he would use to feed her family to give offering to God.
所以第二节这里讲到，他们在患难中受大试炼的时候，仍有满足的快乐，在极穷之间还格外显出他们乐捐的厚恩。
That's why verse 2 here says, out of the most severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty.Welled up in rich generosity.
中文的翻译翻译得很好。捐它叫乐捐。
When they talk about giving here, they talk about giving with overflowing joy.
奉献它称它为厚恩。
And they call this offering the rich generosity.
因为是神的恩典。
Because it is God's grace that prompts this generosity.
你问问自己，你还是要接受人家的奉献呢，还是你自己有钱去向神奉献，是你的选择。
Well, ask yourselves, would you rather receive the offering from other people, or would you rather be one who can't give offering to God?
我每一次到医院去看病人，我都感谢主。
Every time I go to the hospital to visit someone, I always give thanks to God.
神啊，今天我还可以走得来，安慰这些生病的。
God, thank you that today you still give me the ability to come, walk to the hospital to visit this person.
假如不是你的怜悯，你的恩典，我睡在这个地方，人家来看我。
Because if it wasn't for your grace and mercy, I will be the one on the hospital bed for others to come and visit me.
所以你有钱的时候，你应该奉献。
So when you have the money, you should give.
不要像叫花子一样的接受人家的施舍。
And don't be like a beggar, just wanting for others to give you money.
第三
，Number three，
是在第三节里头讲到的。他说这些人我可以证明他们是按着力量而且过了力量自己甘心乐意的捐助。
It says, for I testify that they gave as much as they were able, even beyond their ability, entirely on their own.
所以弟兄姊妹们千万不要在神的面前说神啊你多给我的钱我就可以奉献了。
So brothers and sisters, don't say to God, God, if you would give me more money, then I will give more to you.
神一定会这样子回答我们。
Because if you do so, God must answer us this way.
我给了你的已经太多，超过你真正需要的。
What I've given you already is too much. It's more than you need.
所以这个穷寡妇我刚才讲到，她是过了力量。在奉献。
So that poor widow that I mentioned earlier, when she gave beyond her ability.
马其顿的教会，他们是过了力量在奉献。
The churches in Macedonia, when they give beyond their ability.
什么叫做过了力量？
What does it mean to give beyond ability?
假如我要到店里去吃一餐好东西。
If I go to a restaurant and I want to have a good meal,
我突然想起来了，我应该要奉献。
all of a sudden, I am reminded that I should give offering.
所以与其到大餐馆，那就在路边的摊子上吃个烧麦。
And so instead of going into a nice restaurant, maybe I'll just buy dim sum on the side of the street.
这样子你就可以有力量奉献。
Then you have given yourself the ability to give.
这个叫做过了力量来奉献。
That's what it means to give beyond your ability.
你节省自己所要花费的来奉献给神。
You restrict spending on yourself so that you may be able to give to God.
然后还有一个很重要的一点，就是在第三节里头讲到甘心乐意的捐助。
There's also a point that is very important in verse 3 is that when they give entirely on their own.
不是跑到奉献箱里倒霉了，今天又要奉献了。
It is not walking up to the offering box and says, oh, it's too bad today is the day I give offering. I have to give something and then put your money in there.
你应该满心欢喜快乐地感谢主让你有机会奉献。
When you give, you should give with joy and thankfulness, saying to God, thank you, God, that you've given me the ability today that I can give an offering.
当你奉献的时候，你是甘心乐意的奉献。
When we give offering, we give entirely on our own.
第五点就是在第四节那里特别讲到了他们再三的求我们准他们在这供给圣徒的恩情上有份。
Number five is recorded in verse 4. They urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in this service to the saints.
所以在此地有一个字我们常常读到，就是我们跟我们的弟兄姊妹来分享。
And so there's a word here that we often talk about is sharing among the believers.
Koinonia. Koinonia 就是我们的 fellowship.
That's the word koinonia, meaning fellowship.
当我们用 fellowship 的名聚集在一起的时候，我们应该把所有的财务、心意，什么东西都要互相来分享。
Fellowship means sharing, and so when we have fellowship with one another, it means that everything that we have, we are sharing among the believers.
我们现在把 fellowship 解释成什么？我们大家星期六晚上没有事情，在一起谈谈笑笑，吃吃玩玩吧。
What do we use the word fellowship for oftentimes these days? We use it as a time on Saturday evening. If we have nothing else better to do, we can spend some time, maybe have a meal, maybe just chat and enjoy each other's company.
到教会来带几个饼干。
We'll bring some cookies to the church.
一出了教会就是高级餐馆坐进去了。
But when we leave the church, we go to these high-end restaurants.
有人还讲我们彼此相交 fellowship.
And yet we tell, and then we consider ourselves having good fellowship with one another.
Koinonia 是把你所有的拿出来跟其他的弟兄姊妹们分。
The meaning of koinonia is to share among the believers of everything that you have.
有弟兄姊妹们有饭吃，你到好吃的餐馆里就是怎么吃得进那个饭。
If there are brothers and sisters who are in need and they cannot evenput together a meal to feed their family, how can you go to a restaurant and have a good meal?
那你根本就不懂什么叫 koinonia。
If you do that, you do not understand koinonia.
在教会初期的时候，他们在一起的时候，的确是互相这个真挚的帮助，把所有的钱财统统拿出来。
After the Pentecost, in the early churches, that's indeed how they share. Everyone...would offer whatever it is that they have so that they can share everything among the believers.
然后在第五节这里是我一开始的时候提醒弟兄姊妹们的，就是讲到他们所做的不但照我们所想望的，更照上帝的旨意，先把自己献给主，又归附了我们。
Verse 5 talks about really the most important thing that I mentioned in the beginning. And they did not do as we expected, But they gave themselves first to the Lord and then to us in keeping with God's will.
很简单的讲，什么叫做奉献自己？
Well, simply put, what does it mean to offer ourselves?
就是在神的面前所谓完全的奉献。
That is giving of ourselves entirely before the Lord.
最好的奉献。
It is the best offering.
当你奉献的时候，你不要想到你自己的袋子，你要想想神的奉献箱在那个地方。
When you give offering, you're not thinking about how much you're taking out of your purse. Instead, you're thinking about the offering that is given to God.
先要把你自己奉献。
First, we need to offer ourselves.
时间要紧，所以我们要赶快的再讲几点很重要的实际的问题。
Time is short, so we must spend some time talking about some practical matters.
第一个问题，那我们应该奉献多少？
Number one, if we need to give offerings, how much should we give?
弟兄姊妹，老的少的，注意听。
Brothers and sisters, whether you're older or younger, you need to pay attention to this.
不要说我不知道奉献多少啊。
Don't ever say that I don't know how much to give.
很多传统的教会就主张十一奉献。
Many traditional churches, they teach about tithing, giving of a tenth.
所以你赚了十块钱，你应该奉献一块。
So if you make $10, you would give $1 as an offering.
弟兄姊妹，这个十分之一是旧约的时候以色列人对政府所交的税。
Brothers and sisters, in actuality, this tithing, giving of the tenth, is a practice in the Old Testament for the Jews as a form of taxation.
十一的奉献不是真正的奉献。
Tithing is not true biblical offering.
是每一个以色列人在政府的面前必须要交的税。
It is actually the tax that is required for every Jew to give to their government.
就像我们今天在美国，我们每一个人交税，至少总是交个二三十个 percent 吧。
Like every one of us here in the United States, we have to pay taxes, right? 20% to 30%.
十一的奉献就是等于今天我们对美国的政府奉献的那这个20%, 30%最高大概到39%吧。
Tithing really to the Jews is as the same as taxation we give to the government. Some people give 20%, 30%. I think the highest bracket is 39%.
圣经里面告诉我们。新月奉献的标准是凭着你的心所愿而尽力的奉献。
According to the Bible, specifically, according to the teaching of the New Testament, the amount in which we give is give according to your heart's desire and to give as much as you can.
我们来看哥林多后书第九章第六第七这两节。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians.
第六到第八，对不起。
2 Corinthians chapter 9. Is it
6 to 8.
Verses 6 to 8.
少种的少收，多种的多收，这话是真的。个人要随本心所酌定的，不要酌难，不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的人是上帝所喜爱的。上帝能将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能多行各样的善事。
Chapter 9, verses 6 through 8. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give,not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work.
所以我们可以讲，新月奉献的标准是每一个人凭着心里面所愿意而尽力的奉献。
And so we can say that according to the New Testament, the principle on giving is to give willingly and to give as much as you are able.
你一个月赚一百万，你应该要奉献多少？
If you make $1 million a month, how much should you give?
你吃也吃不了，你吃多了就撑死了。
Even if you like eating with all that much money, you can't even eat that much, otherwise you'll stuff yourself to death.
我听到最近有一个富人带了个小孩子来，在我们附近买了个5000尺的房子。
I heard recently that a mom brought a child with her and came here to live here and bought a 5,000 square feet home.
这个叫贪心。
That's called greed.
他未来他会发现他不断地在房子里头摔跤。
In the future, she'll discover that she's always falling in this big house of hers.
他会不断地抓着那个扫把坐在地上叹气。
And she'll always hold that broom and sigh.
我们每一个人够吃够用就好了，为什么要一住就住个几千尺的大房子干什么？
All we really need is to have a roof over our head and to have our square meals each day. Why do we need such a large house?
等到你离开这个世界的时候，你只用这么大的地方。
When you leave this world, you only need this much space.
你现在为什么要那么多的地方？干什么？
Why do you need all that square footage now? What are you going to use it for?
我有一个小房子，我每一天看它叹气。
I only have a small house, but every day I see the house, I sigh.
我没有力气去清理。
I don't have the energy to keep it clean.
我的希望我的房子啊，比现在小个大概这个50%吧。
I hope my home is 50% of the size that it is now.
所以弟兄姊妹们，不要贪心。
So brothers and sisters, do not be greedy.
在奉献上头要尽力而为。
When you give, give as much as you are able.
弟兄姊妹，我们在神的面前。留下多少给自己，比奉献多少给神更加的重要。
Brother and sister, it is more important for us to recognize that how much we keep for ourselves when we consider the issue of offering, how much we keep for ourselves is the way to look at it rather than how much we're giving to God.
因为在奉献的时候不要讲，哎，我奉献这么多给神够不够啊？
Don't say, hey, I'm giving this much to God, is that enough?
你应该想想，到底我需要多少？
You should rather ask, how much do I actually need?
我这个月拿了100万。
If I made $1 million this month,
我留了90万干什么？
Why am I keeping 900,000?
最好的就是把那99万奉献掉，你就心里的舒服得很。
It's probably best that you give up 990,000 of that money, and so you'll feel much more comfortable.
所以这是新约的奉献。
So this is giving or offering according to the New Testament.
不要问自己奉献了多少给神。
Don't say how much have I given to God.
你问问自己，我今这一次留下多少给自己。
Ask yourselves.How much have I kept for myself this time?
跟着就问自己，我真的有这么大的需要吗？
Then ask ourselves, do I really have this much need?
怎么样子奉献？
How should we give?
按照圣经告诉我们，教会每个人都应该奉献。
Well, according to the Bible, every Christian needs to give offering.
连小孩子都要奉献。
Even the children must give an offering.
弟兄姊妹，我们要训练我们的孩子，从小就让他知道，到教会是要奉献的。
Brothers and sisters, we need to teach our children so that they understand that when they come to church, they need to give an offering.
我有两个孙女。
I have two granddaughters.
有一个孙女在奉献上有点傻傻的。
One of the granddaughter doesn't really understand offering.
过年他拿了一下压岁钱，把所有的压岁钱包起来都摔到教会的奉献箱去了。
She, after receiving all her Chinese New Year red envelope money, she collected them all and she put it all into the offering box.
收到人问他, 你怎么把所有钱一下通通奉献掉了?
And so, of course, the adult asked her, why do you give up all your money?
你们不是讲要多多的奉献吗?
She says, didn't you say you ought to offer as much as you can?
那我把所有的奉献,
so I wanted to give it all, isn't that the best?
所以每一个人都应该要奉献,
so everyone must give offering.
小孩子从小就教导他奉献,
starting when our children are young, we need to teach them about offering.
不要养成一个孩子的习惯, 手上, 嘴里的糖满了, 手上还要抓那么多糖, 还要再拿糖,
so that they will not get in the habit of having candy in their mouth and then having candy in both their hands, but yet they're still looking to grab more.
我们从小就要给我们孩子学好的习惯, 该有的习惯。
We need to teach our children good habits and the habits that they need to form.
有规律的按期的奉献。
A giving of offering should be regular and consistent.
为什么要按期的奉献?
Why should it be regular?
我们人有个坏脾气, 你不按期就会忘了。
Because as human beings, we have a bad tendency is that if it's something is not regular, we easily forget.
忘了以后还不肯讲是自己的错处。
And when we forget, we won't even say that we made a mistake.
哦, 因为啊, 我事情太多, 所以啊, 没做这个事。
I was too busy, and so I forgot about it.
所以我们要养成有规律的按期的奉献。
And so we should have a habit of regularly and consistently giving give our offering.
第三个问题, 奉献在什么地方?
Well, the third practical question is where do we give our offering?
弟兄姊妹, 当地的教会是我们主要奉献的地方。
Brothers and sisters, the primary place where we give our offering is the local church.
我不管其他的人怎么讲, 圣经很明显的讲, 这个是你敬拜神的地方, 也就是你应该奉献的地方。
It doesn't matter what other people say, but I can tell you very clearly that the Bible is very clear that the local church is where we worship God, and the local church is where we belong.
我不一定赞同, 传统教会的许许多多的形式,
I may not agree completely with the traditional format of church worship.
但是我很赞成传统的教会他们对奉献的所持有的态度。
But I am very supportive of the view of the traditional church churches that hold that they hold on the giving of offering.
他们把奉献 看成是教会你的敬拜神的一部分。
They consider the giving of offering as a part of the worship of God in the church.
这是正确的。
That is correct.
因为奉献就是我们的敬拜。
Because giving of offering is a form of our worship.
所以弟兄姊妹记得,你到教会来,你就要注意你该奉献。
So brothers and sisters, as you prepare to attend church, when you come to church, you need to be prepared to give an offering.
那么还有许多侍奉主的团体或者个人, 我们对这些组织特别有负担。
Now there are other individuals or Christian organizations that we have a burden to support.
我们也可以奉献。
Of course, we are free to offer to them.
但是千万不可以取代你在当地聚会的教会的那个奉献。
But those offerings should never take place, should not be made in place of the offering that you would give to your local church.
因为你千万不能够忘记奉献就是我们对神的敬拜。
Because you can never forget that the giving of an offering is a part of your worship to God.
讲老实话, 你不奉献, 你根本就不懂得敬拜。
To be honest, if you do not offer, you do not truly understand worship.
所以今天很多的弟兄姊妹跑进这个教堂, 走出这个教堂, 根本没有敬拜的心意。
And so therefore, there are many people who comes and goes in and out of the church, they have not an attitude of worship inside of their heart.
他们忘记了到教会来还有敬拜这件事。
They come to church, but they forget that in the church there must be worship.
我们看两处圣经。哥林多前书十六章。
Let's look at two passages. 1 Corinthians chapter 16.
哥林多前书十六章第一、第二两节。
1 Corinthians chapter 16 verses 1 and 2.
论到为圣徒捐钱，我从前怎样吩咐加拉太的众教会，你们也当怎样行。每逢七日的第一日，就是我们的主日，个人要照自己的镜像抽出来留着，免得我来的时候显臭。
Now about the collection of God's people, do what I told the Galatian churches to do. On the first day of every week, each one of you should set aside a sum of money in keeping with his income, saving it up so that when I come, no collection will have to be made.
所以奉献是在主日的。
So offering is made on Sundays.
是在自己聚会的敬拜神的地方的。
And it's made in the churches in which we attend as we worship God.
再看第二处，约翰一书第三章。
Then let's look at the second passage from 1 John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章十七十八两节。
1 John chapter 3, verses 17 and 18.
凡有世上财物的，看见弟兄穷乏，却塞住怜恤之心，爱上帝的心，怎能存在他里面呢？小子们啊，我们相爱，不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和真实上。
If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need, but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with the action and in truth.
爱必须要有行动。
Love must have actions.
主以上说爱人，没有爱人的行动，是说假话的。
Love in words only, but with no action, is not true love.
我还要提醒弟兄姊妹的一件事情，讲到奉献在什么地方。
With respect to the matter of where do we give our offering, there's one other thing I must mention to you, brother and sister.
很多人要表现他是有钱的，他这里送一点，那里送一点。
Some people, in order to demonstrate that they have a lot of money, they want to give money here and give money there.
那我为什么要强调这一点？
And so why do I focus on this point?
因为我没有忘记主耶稣基督的那句话。
Because I never forget these words from the Lord Jesus.
你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
Where your treasure is, there your heart is also.
你这个了不起的爱心，一想就想到这个非洲那里有大的需要，所以大批的钱。
You have this great love for Africa, so you have a large sum of money and you send it to Africa.
报纸上登出来，某某大善士一下子捐这么多，给这么一个这个急需要的这个叫捐助。
And the newspaper will report, Mrs. So and So, they are great philanthropists and they gave this large sum of money to the needed people in Africa.
我对这件事的看法就是你的心根本不在这个教会，你的心在 Africa， 你应该跑到 Africa 去。
And my opinion about that is, well, if you have such a great heart for Africa and not here at the church, then you should be in Africa.
主耶稣基督讲的话，你的财宝在哪里，你的心就在哪里，你记得不记得这句话？
Jesus himself said, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.Do you not remember these words?
我们每一个星期现在都讲这个房子不够， 不要忘记在我们左近不断地起房子。
Every week, as we look at the needs of our facility, we say we need more rooms, we need more space, and we don't have enough. Don't forget, homes and constructions are happening all around us.
空地还是有的。
There are still empty land and empty lots to be built.
你真正关心世上的灵魂，你怎么不在这些事情上去奉献？
If you really care about the lost souls in this world,How come you're not giving offerings towards these efforts?
你非洲这个地方，你去都没去过，突然就变成非洲的大善士。
You've never been to Africa, but all of a sudden you became a great philanthropist to the continent of Africa.
将来你在神的面前，我不知道你怎么样子回答神对你的责问。
One day when you stand before God, I don't know how you would respond to God when He asks you.
你那么爱非洲，你为什么？
If you live to Africa so much, how come you're not there?
你在这个教会，你的进进出出，这个教会你的需要，好像对你漠不关心。
The local church that you attend, you're there always, but how is it that you've never given any, shown any effort towards the church?
你真的在神的面前可以对神讲，神啊，这是你的心意啊。
Can you truly respond to God and say, God, I do what I do because it is according to your will?
最后，我很快地提出圣经里的两个奉献的例子。
Then lastly, I'd like to quickly give two examples of giving of offering from the scripture.
第一个例子就是以色列人在旷野的地方为了建造会幕来奉献。
The first example is the example of giving that the Israelites did when they were still in the wilderness and they were collecting offerings for the building of the tabernacle.
哇，那个奉献是真正的奉献。
That was a true offering.
当大家奉献的时候，摩西派了人来跟他们讲，不要奉献了，钱太多了。
As they were collecting offerings, and Moses eventually had to send people all around to say, stop giving, we have too much.
我在神的面前祷告，希望在我死之前，我能够在这个教会，你说在任何的教会听到有人讲，不必奉献了，我们钱太多了。
My prayer before God is that before I die, I can hear, doesn't have to be from our church, but any churches that would have a report that goes out to the congregation that says, stop giving offerings because we have too much.
神的家里面已经很丰富了。
We have plenty in the house of God.
我们在这里常常这个月哦又出来红字了。
But instead, too often, we look at our finances and we say, oh, this month, we're in the red.
我们每一个人看到那个红字心里面都应该很羞愧。
When we see red in the church finances, each and every one of us should feel ashamed.
神把这个地方交给我们来管理，我们管理的这样子的情形。
God gave us this church, this facilities to manage, and this is the way that we took responsibility for it?
神给我们的资源不够吗？
Hasn't God blessed us with enough resources?
我但敢讲，我们中间的 millionaire 不少。
I can dare say that we have a few millionaires in our midst.
第二个例子就是伯大尼的玛利亚。
The second example is Mary, from Bethany.
她把一年的工资拿出来买了一瓶香水、香膏来奉献给主。
She spent an entire year's of wage to purchase a perfume so that she can use on the Lord Jesus Christ.
我相信我们每一个人都应该想想，有几次我把一年的工资拿出来奉献给主的。
I think each and every one of us should think about this. How many of us have ever given up one year of our income for the sake of Lord Jesus Christ?
不要忘记，主耶稣基督说，你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
Don't forget the words of our Lord Jesus.Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
你对教会 没有适当的奉献，你就不要讲我爱这个教会。
If you don't have the proper offering for the church, then don't say that I love the church.
你就不要讲我关心我们周围世上的灵魂。
Then you should dare not say that you care about the lost souls in our neighborhood.
你在神的面前很明显的在撒谎。
Because you're obviously lying to God.
你的心根本不在这个地方。
Your heart is not here.
一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，话是人讲的。
Dear Lord, words come from human mouth.
但你的工作必须要依靠圣灵。
But your work must be accomplished through the Holy Spirit.
所以我们求主的灵在我们心里面做工。
So I pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will work in our hearts.
让我们深切地了解这些话是从你来的，不是从人来的。
Let us be reminded that these words are your words and not words of man's mouth.
让你的名永远在我们中间，不受到任何的羞辱。
May your name never be ashamed in our midst.
你实在恩待了我们这些儿女。
Lord, we know that you have indeed been gracious to us who belong to you.
你把我们放在世界上最丰满美好的地方。
You brought us and placed us to the land of plenty, the most plentiful land in this world.
你都给了我们每一个人有一份工作，我们可以吃得饱满。
You give us each jobs that we can eat and be full.
让我们因此能够想到你的殿，想到你的事工。
Cause us to remember your house. Cause us to remember your work.
像大卫一样的，他自己住在香柏木的殿里头，他就想起了神的约柜。
Allow us to take after the example of David, that he lives in a palace made of cedar, and yet he is concerned and is always considering the Ark of the Covenant.
让我们不要时时刻刻都只想着自己怎么赚钱。
Help us so that we will not always only think about how we can make more money for ourselves.
要问问自己将来怎么样子建筑。
That we need to ask ourselves,how we will be when we are face to face with our Lord on that day.
求主时刻在我们心里面做工。
Lord, work in our hearts.
这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.